This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, in for Kai Rizdahl. Staying with the Christmas tree thing for a second, there is an economic or business story behind just about everything, even color. Here we are again with another story from our occasional series on the backstories of some well-known colors. Today, all about the color green. Get the tree reference now. It's also about how a little brand rehabilitation can go a long way. Here's Cassia St. Clair, author of The Secret Lives of Color, with more.
Green has a bit of a tricky history. Now we tend to think of it in kind of very positive terms. It's, you know, for most people, it will immediately bring to mind kind of environmental causes and health and the outdoors. However, if you were to be able to go back in time and ask a medieval person on the street, they would be much more suspicious of the colour green. It definitely had sort of slightly negative overtones to it. Part of that is because there aren't many naturally green pigments that are kind of bright and vibrant. So what you had to do if you were really interested in getting there was to dye a piece of cloth first with blue and then with yellow. However, this to the medieval mind was intensely suspicious. The idea of purity was taken very seriously. And so green, because it was seen as an admixture of blue and yellow, had the idea of falsity and mixture and being almost against nature, completely the opposite, in other words, to the way we think of it now. Well, greens have actually been coming, have become a lot more popular of late. So while they were slightly reviled in the Middle Ages, particularly in the West, now they're seen as something to be celebrated. And this goes back to the 1970s, when avocado green really was one of the most fashionable colours of the age, of the decade.
If you are curious to hear what Cassia has to say about avocado green, the rest of that story is at our website, marketplace.org.